Appendix G, Knowledge Management Standard Operating Procedures. This appendix provides a recommendation for content that can be used as a basis for the development of unit-specific KMSOPs. This appendix discusses Army doctrine and policy to support SOP content development. Standard Operating Procedures Development. An operating procedure is the approved process to complete a complex recurring task. A procedure consists of a series of detailed steps or subordinate tasks, and carrying out those steps ensures a desired result. SOPs provide the instructions to perform tasks. Writing down instructions to perform tasks is essential for units to achieve the desired results easily and repeatedly. Authoring SOPs involves three general stages of development. In the first stage, the author determines the optimal product expected from establishing or revising a procedure. This becomes the objective. It could be anything from a rapidly assembled piece of equipment to synchronizing of schedules to a complex intelligence product. In the second stage, the author establishes an optimal process for achieving the objective. This becomes the established procedure. This hands-on stage involves research, collaboration, and synthesis. In the third stage, the author explains in detail how to carry out the procedure, usually in a computer-generated document. The commander's approval makes this document the SOP. This stage involves formulating and writing down instructions consistent with appropriate writing processes and style requirements. See ATP 3-90.90 for more information on SOPs. SOPs help with C2. These procedures serve two purposes. Internal SOPs standardize each command post's internal operations and administration. External SOPs, developed for the entire force, leverage best practices and standardize interactions among command posts and between subordinate units and command posts. For effective procedures, all soldiers must know their provisions and train to their standards. The overall goal for SOPs is to facilitate mission accomplishment and warfighting functions integration. The creation of unit KMSOPs involves creating or modifying a set of instructions covering those tasks and functions that lend themselves to a definite or standing procedure without a loss of effectiveness. The SOPs are in effect unless ordered otherwise to meet altered conditions. KM professionals refer to ATP 3-90.90 for additional resources when developing the unit KMSOPs. KMNet is also a potential good source for examples. Soldiers may use the portal as a resource when developing unit SOPs to support operations. Soldiers refer to ATP 3-90.90 to improve processes for establishing and revising SOPs and for discussing best practices in general. Regardless of SOP type, authors use the format required by their command, which must be consistent with the appropriate military doctrine and regulations. As discussed in ATP 3-90.90, unit SOPs normally contain the following categories of information: name of the SOP, activity, unit, and classification, subject of the SOP, this is the overall topic, references pertinent to the procedure. Citations must be accurate and thorough, including title, type, number, and date of publication for formal publications, and contain online links, if appropriate, and information for correspondence or meetings. Purpose of the SOP: to ensure result X by giving instructions for performing task Y. Short summary of the SOP, a few sentences, placed near the beginning but composed last. Scope: to whom the procedures apply and possibly under what conditions or circumstances. Definitions: sometimes needed to explain terms new to readers or to interpret acronyms. Responsibilities: brief, descriptive sentences telling exactly who is responsible to ensure what outcomes or provide what resources. Detailed instructions for the procedure, explaining who performs exactly what tasks and why, when and where to perform the tasks, including under what conditions, such as during tactical versus garrison situations, in what sequence, how often or how many times, at what time of day, and before or after what other event or procedure. How to perform the tasks, such as using what equipment or supplies, alone or together with whom, to whom or upon what, according to what security and safety requirements, and in what manner or at what pace. A reason to perform the tasks. If this information aids comprehension, execution, or compliance. What the result is as each subordinate task is completed. If this information is concrete and factual, and it aids comprehension, execution, or compliance. Alternating actions to take in likely changes of circumstances. How or to whom soldiers report completion of the procedure, record-keeping requirements, and closures. Standard operating procedures, additional considerations. Additionally, there are considerations that may or may not be suitable for inclusion in the Unit KM SOPs. Some of these are applicability and interoperability considerations with Unified Action Partners, organization and setup of the section and working group, staffing and shift plans for the section, eating and sleeping plans for the section, section-specific physical security and operation security concerns, section priorities of work, orders production and dissemination procedures, section journals and log maintenance, section internal battle drills, section shift change briefings, reports and returns, battle rhythm and the working group meetings, individual and collective responsibilities including roles and duties of the KMO, information management officer and KM section, responsibilities and procedures for the working group and KMRs, unit battle rhythm and meeting procedures, information systems integration using PACE plan, knowledge products, content management, file taxonomy and metadata requirements, KM tools including use of SharePoint, other collaboration methods and digital systems, responsibility for sharing best practices, both internally and externally with the Army and Centers of Excellence.